Don, please come. I know you have a few words for us.
Father in heaven, I want to give you great thanks for the awesome call that you've given to us to be brothers and sisters in Christ, covenant together in Christian community for the entirety of our lives. And I'm very grateful, Father, that I've been able to live with wonderful men and women of God to be part of this family, Antioch, for nearly 18 years. And brothers and sisters, I can say with the same words Paul the Apostle said, 1 Corinthians 12, you are the body of Christ, members of one another. You have been Christ to me. I am really awestruck to have so many brothers and sisters, families, who really bring Christ to me. We are the body of Christ. And that's an awesome thing, an awesome privilege to be the body of Christ, not just theoretically, but in day-to-day living, laying down our lives, day-to-day sharing time, sharing goods, making sacrifices. But that's what family life is all about, right? In fact, I think a lot of what we do is just normal human life as families, singles and married people and children together. And it really has been a great blessing. And I just want to give a few highlights of my time here in Antioch with all of you. It's just a little sample. But my first 3 years, I was chairman of Antioch. And my duties were to basically set up and take down a lot of chairs. And we had lots of chairs. but I got to serve. And then we started up some life and spirit seminars. And Tom Beck, I joined Tom Beck to do a life and spirit seminar for some men in the Boston Manor area. Their wives, Claire had already gotten their wives full of the Holy Spirit. And it was a little tougher to actually get the men to want to follow. But it was a great privilege to serve with Tom. And then as Ursula mentioned, I got to serve with Mimi and with Ursula as outside leaders for Bread of Life Community. I did that for 12 years. And we met, we'd go a few times a year to be part of the community with them and to go on their retreats and have dinner in all the families, many of the families' homes. It was an awesome privilege to serve, you know, the wider sort of the spirit, and to work with the other communities as well in Europe. It's just what a great gift God has given us to be a people, to be Christ to one another. It was awesome to be able to work with Mimi for several years and then with Ursula for several years with the brothers and sisters in Bratislaven, the Munich area, serving as a team together, and I really appreciate that. I definitely will miss all of you, but our life is short here, right? And we'll have eternity together in heaven. And I look forward to that the rich life we have now is just a taste of what's ahead for us. I am so grateful. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, but with brothers and sisters in Christ, sharing our life together. And I really mean it when I say you are Christ, because that's what Paul calls us, the body of Christ, to be Christ to one another. And how does Christ accomplish his mission? Through people like you and me, to be his hands, to be his feet, to be his mouthpiece, to have the servant's apron ready to serve whoever we needed to serve. And that's been my joy to do that with you now, and look forward to all eternity as well. So thank you for the wonderful care you've given to me. Thank you for the wonderful encouragement. You are a marvelous people of God, a marvelous community. You really do bring Christ to one another and to the people that you meet. And may the Lord flood you with many, many new members, new people, flood you with many more opportunities. I really believe that. I really believe part of the pandemic is toughening us up so that if the structures aren't there, we keep serving. We keep proclaiming the gospel. We keep speaking the word of the Lord. We keep loving, serving, caring for the needy. I'm looking forward to going back to the outreach in Detroit. I'm going to be a gapper because our house is small. They need me, which is why they called me back. I look forward to continuing to live the same life I lived here with the brothers and sisters in Detroit and their outreach there. So God bless you. Thank you. You're all welcome to Detroit. I will be your host. Like Bob Bell, I will be your host and give you hospitality. God bless. Amen.